This is Devin.
And this is Elmer.
Welcome to the Form Journey Podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's great to have you back. Hopefully you enjoyed our last 3 weeks with Cole.
Three parts with Cole.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, we could have spoken to him for another hour and a half at least. Yeah. He had a birthday. He's turned 51.
Right. He said it's like being a 21-year-old with 30 years of experience.
Yeah, that's perfect. I love that.
I think I'm going to start using that.
I know. I love when someone says something really creative and you just... Like, yeah, well, that's
I think I'll wait till I'm 40 and be like, yeah, it's like being a 20-year-old with 20 years experience.
There it is. Good man. And that 40 is coming soon, but we won't go into that.
Right.
Hey, Devin, we want to talk about discipleship for mission.
Yeah.
And partly because next week we want to interview one of our disciples. And we thought it would be a good idea to talk about how we got to that place with Aaron.
Yeah.
But 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me, just as I also am of Christ. And let's just unpack that for a few moments. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first, I mean, we're like quoting Paul here. We're like, okay, be imitators of Paul, as Paul is of Christ. And Paul would consider himself and does consider himself a disciple of Jesus.
An apostle.
Jesus.
Totally.
Having not been trained up by him, but definitely his experience, his conversion from Saul to Paul does consider himself as apostle, disciple of Jesus. But the being imitators, even just knowing the life of Paul, I mean, I'm not sure I could even carry that torch. So even being
just
imitators of Christ, yes, be imitators of Paul, that's pretty high up there as well.
Right. No, it is. And I think, Devin, one of the things that you and I have talked about in the past, privately and within groups that we hang out with, I think sometimes what we've done is we've said, hey, go follow Christ.
Be
like Christ.
Yeah, be like Christ.
Do what Jesus, what's that, WWJ, whatever
what
it is.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, what would Jesus do?
I mean, go do that.
Go do that. But I think with discipleship and mission, what we're saying is imitate me as I imitate Christ.
Yeah, it's a very personal statement. Yes.
And it become, I mean, I think the bar just gets raised.
Yeah, and it's a wrestle.
Yeah, it is.
It's a wrestle.
Yeah. Because there's some things you don't want to, we've talked about this briefly, I think, our first podcast. There's some things you do not want to imitate with me. The clothes that I wear. I mean, I'm not a fashion guru. It's not going to happen. And I'm either going to be in black, silver, or white. It just makes things easier for me, guys. You don't understand how easy that is.
Well, that's an easy one. But there's also, for me, there's some character stuff where God's still shaping and molding me in some of the character.
Devin, you are perfect.
No, yeah, thank you.
But, you are perfect.
And I recognize that in myself. Right. And it's like, oh, don't follow that.
No.
Don't imitate that. And I think even Paul, as he goes, as he talks about this thorn in his flesh.
Sure.
And it just resides there. And he even states it as, I share this because of Christ.
Right.
Because of this weakness.
Correct.
I am strong. Right. Not because I can overcome it, but because Christ is in me.
Yeah, not because I got my act together.
And so you're going to see this weakness. You're going to see the flaws, because as we disciple others, we give them access to our life, and they're going to see... Mm-hmm. They're going to see some of the warts and the things that we're trying to maybe for others.
Right.
Keep,
just, yeah, just, I mean,
keep
sometimes
out of plain view.
It's nice, Devin, to have the really nice looking person, family, and elevate them. And
yeah, go follow that one.
Go follow that one.
Right. Yeah, but as we disciple, and again, it's a call from God for us, as we have taken on this, I believe in you, Jesus, you have died for my sins. I accept that and that gift of grace, and that you have called me to disciple others,
to go
and be witness, and discipling and teaching. And so part of this is that we got to bring people in close enough so
they can see. Hey, Devin, one of the questions that, has caused me really some thought to process. But this question, is your life worth imitating? Just give me some thoughts on that, because I think If we look back at the First Corinthians piece, be imitators of Christ as I'm, as I...
No, be imitators of me.
Excuse me. Imitators of me. Excuse me. Thank you. Just as I also am of Christ. We've kind of shortened it as, you know, imitate me as I imitate Christ. It's kind of what our phrase that we've kind of trimmed it down. Then we ask the question, the follow-up question to really that scripture piece is, does my life measure up?
Is my life worth imitating?
Imitate. So how have you wrestled with that? Or have you? Well, had you already arrived?
No.
Okay.
I didn't even want to ask it. Myself. You know, it's like the finger pointing where one finger points.
Right, I know.
Where it's like, go follow Jesus, but there's three other fingers pointing back at me.
Right. No,
and
no.
Like that question of, is my life worth imitating? And it's a daily wrestle. I think this is where I go back to, if you're going to follow me, you're going to have to deny yourself.
And take up your cross.
Pick up the cross and follow me. No. And that's where it's like, hey, there are things I've got to lay down today, daily.
Correct.
You know, my pride, my arrogance, my selfishness, my unforgiveness. There are things daily where God's saying, you know, just reminding me of, you need to lay this down today.
Hey, Devin, maybe you should work on this a little bit harder.
Yeah, lay this down today. It's the pursuit of, like, my desire is to imitate Christ.
Sure.
I'm looking at someone, people in my life, of what that looks like. Right. I'm looking for, what does it look like to walk into a room with people who have hurt me and offer forgiveness?
Right.
No. What
does that look like? Right.
What is it to give grace in the kind of way that Jesus does? And I need to see people do that who are better at that than I.
Right. No, I know.
Because
that's
the living example for me.
Sure.
Sure, I can go to scripture and I can read about how Jesus did it and how some of the other people in scripture, but I do need to see it in real life so that I can walk it out myself. So I'm looking at people who are imitating this.
Yeah. And it's funny, Devin, as I reflect, and you and I have talked about this often, it was October and I need to figure out what year it was, but I remember I'm sitting in a group and they make the statement, is your life worth imitating? And I was overwhelmed by that statement. Yeah. I was scared. And you know, at that time, I'm probably in my mid-50s. I've been a pastor probably at that point for close to 30 years. And I'm sure you listeners on the podcast going, oh, well, maybe we should listen to someone else, you know, but really what happened was I took that question to heart. I did. And I brought it back home. We were at a training. I brought it back home and I spent between them and May just really wrestling with that statement. And Devin, I've told the story many times with you. I remember us being in the conference room. The staff is in there. We're asking the question. We're asking different things. And I think someone asked, hey, what's the kairos you got coming out of this group and out of this meeting time, training time? And I'm like, is your life worth imitating? And I remember Pastor Lori saying, I would take 10 of you, Elmer. Mm. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. You take the 10 of me that will do anything.
Do the work.
Yeah, because I'll do anything. I mean, there's nothing too low for me to do. I'll just do it because that's just in my nature. You'll take 10 of those, but do you really want 10 of me?
Of the whole
thing. And Devin, what was I struggling with? Do you remember?
Well, it was your up.
Yeah, I don't know, it was the up. It was.
Yeah.
I had such a crappy rhythm.
Consistent, rhythm.
There was no rhythm in there at all. And we were being challenged to disciple others. And I'm thinking, how am I going to disciple others when I don't have a very good up? Yeah. And I remember wrestling with that. It's May. I finally figure it out. And we were in a huddle at that time, which is just a small group of individuals. We're just talking about what God was talking to us about. We were kind of going over it. And the leader at the time he's at a whiteboard and he goes, okay, guys, I understand your struggle. Cause there was other guys that were kind of struggling with the same thing. My thought process was, and they were like, what are characteristics? And we start listing all these characteristics and you know, what was funny? Bible scholarship wasn't on there. I mean,
well do you know scripture?
We've got 10 things, 12 things listed. And one of the guys goes, does anybody notice that there's no Bible scholar piece on there? And I think that was, Devin, you know, this is a struggle for me. I don't spell very well. Tammy says I write the way I talk. I don't talk right. I mean, that's kind of what her little theme is for my life.
Yeah, it always comes together and have a level of interpretation if you're reading your writing.
Yeah, correct. Totally. And that's okay. Or I'll glance down and, oh, I better write that down. But I think, guys, when I think of imitate me as I imitate Christ, I've kind of coined the phrase, if your up sucks, the other two are suffering.
Right.
And I think that was a turning point for me. Yeah. Obviously, Moravian Text, Devin, that's something that's part of our life. But and if you want to know more about that, email us or comment. We'll try to get some information to you. It's on our church website, which is cccog.com, and it's at the bottom. But that has made leaps and bounds for me. Mm-hmm. And it's very simple, but it's what I need.
Yeah. And it wasn't like for you, it wasn't like a picking up a new devotional, but this was a predictable pattern of a devotion with God.
Yeah, yeah, it was
like, for this reading plan, I'm following, others are following, as well. And so the conversations that can happen
that can happen around it.
And it's the devotion with God, not a devotional.
Right. And which is the difference between doing and being.
Yeah.
Which is something that we've discussed. So guys, again, as we think of discipleship of mission, discipleship for mission, that's the starting point for us.
And it should be a question to wrestle with.
Yes.
And again, like for me, it's an everyday.
Yeah. If you have that answer right away.
Like, is my life worth imitating? Yes. Check the box.
And then I'm going to probably say to you, we need to sit down. And
but it is an everyday wrestle.
I need to point some things out to you because right now I would say no.
So this goes along with the I triangle.
Okay.
And so the I triangle is the information's first, then there's imitation, and then there's innovation. And so let's unpack the I triangle.
Okay. So, I mean, again, information, where's the information come from? Our up.
Yeah.
As we're spending time with God, as we're saying, Lord, what are you saying to me? What if it's through the Moravian Text or whatever it is, whatever your devotion is, whatever your... What's the information? And then how are we imitating that information in those who we are in ministry with?
Yeah,
who we're in discipleship with.
Yeah.
Who we're with our family, with our coworkers, with our neighbors. Those people who are doing life, and it could be any of those or all of them. Probably won't be all of them, but I mean, it could be a combination of those. But what does it look like to imitate what the information that you've gotten?
Yeah.
And how do we live that out?
Well, it's like, and I love this example with Paul. It's like Barnabas going on these, on his missionary trip, and he's watching, and it's Silas and John Mark and, these others that would go with him. They see him there and they're seeing how he's doing it.
Right.
They're imitating it.
Right.
And then eventually, like, John Mark and Barnabas, they go off on their own trip.
Thing. Right. Right.
And now they're not only imitating what they saw Paul do, but they get an opportunity because that God created them uniquely.
And
they
Devin,
get to innovate.
The Form Journey podcast is an innovation.
Yeah.
Of something that has been stirring in our heart for a while.
Yep. And from the information that we received and we were trained in, we imitated, and now there's an opportunity for some innovation as we have imitated it. We've seen how it goes.
And we've seen it in those who we've led. I mean, I think of Aaron, who we're going to hear from next week. I think of Tammy Woodard. I think of Caleb. I think of Henry, Judy. I mean, there's others that they have just, we've really pressed into them. What are you hearing from God? What are you doing about it? And we've just said, hey, man, let's be on this journey together.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, the encouragement throughout, like, information isn't the goal.
Right. That information does not create transformation.
Yeah.
And information does not create change. And how we know that is, Devin, how do we know that?
Well, because we've seen it all through.
No. We know it because Elmer eats chips.
Oh, right. So Granny Goose.
Yeah, Granny Goose chips. Oh, I love them. And I need to stop eating them.
But you know you shouldn't.
I know it.
Right.
I know, but I haven't. I've chosen. I had chips last night. They're from Casa Ramos. Oh my goodness. They're from Casa Ramos, though. They had some chicken in there, and they were nachos. It was awesome. Hey, Devin, let's talk about the square. And I don't want to spend a decade of time on this, but it really is one of the models that we use as we talk about the information imitation.
Yeah, innovation. It's the multiplying leadership.
Correct.
Right. Yes. So the square essentially is that you've got a disciple and a leader.
Correct. And the leader does what?
The leader is discipling the disciple.
In the first layer, I guess.
The first layer, yeah. This journey still just begins, right? The disciple's new, green, if you will.
Right. The leader does it.
Yeah, the leader does the work.
And the disciple's doing what?
Is watching.
Just watching.
Right?
This
happens
at
all kinds of places. Nurses do this.
Oh, all the time.
You talk about, you know, in Tammy's work, that this happens. A new nurse comes in, they do not do the work, but they watch.
They watch. Nope.
And they do that for a while, and then they begin to hand off a little bit more. But it's the leader does, and the disciple watches. And so the leader is very directive.
And really that first section is a directive.
Yeah.
That's the leader is directive. It's giving information.
Yep. This is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing. And there's little explanation.
Yeah.
It's just like, hey, just follow me.
This is what we're doing.
And you know, you may look at him kind of confused, and he doesn't care because that's what leader does.
So then as they grow, as the disciple grows, so does the leader. And so he moves into the next area of discipleship. And that is, the disciple is now helping. So the leader does, and the disciple helps.
Yeah.
So you're getting your hands in it. You're doing some of the work. You're taking care of some of the responsibility. You're not alone.
Right.
You've not been just sent out to go do it, but you have the leader there with you.
Right. And in this case, what begins to happen here is the leader begins to cast some vision. Is kind of a coach.
Yep.
And is saying, hey, you can do this.
So
come
it's like
the, with me.
Here's what we're doing and here's why we're doing it.
Right. 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 A little bit more. And then we get into an area. We haven't left the two area.
Yeah.
But we haven't got to three.
Cause there's a bit more that's asked.
And what do we call that?
That's the D2 pit.
Right.
And, the valley,
the shadow of death.
Yeah, it's where more is being asked and responsibility, and now you know a bit more of the why.
And you don't necessarily comprehend everything.
Nor do you have the competency.
And you don't have the competency
to do it on your own. So there's a bit more of a challenge.
Right.
And within that challenge, then it's so crucial that the leader is able, in the midst of that pit, is able to offer vision. And time
and grace. Right.
And we would call that the leader offering access to life.
Correct. Correct. Because oftentimes when, you know, as I think of church, I mean, I still think, and this is terrible. I mean, if you went to the Church of God, which is my tribe, you were there three times, you remember the church, and you were then made a Sunday school teacher a week later.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you were warm blood. And you didn't have very many warm-blooded people coming in.
Yeah, you're like, here's the keys to the building. What am I supposed to do with these?
No one showed me. There was no vision. There was no coaching.
Yeah.
There wasn't even the ability to find out if maybe the person didn't have the character to do it.
And that's why we say this is the multiplying leadership. This is, you know, again, other careers, other places do this as a natural path to growing and multiplying leaders.
Totally. And again, guys, the vision, time, and grace. I mean, I think that's something as a leader, Dev and I have had to do. It's an encouragement. It's not, what, don't you get the vision? No, it's your casting. Hey, guys, the reason we're doing this is because we want to see disciples made who make disciples. And it's messy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful, but it's messy. There's a lot of things that has some movement that's taking place.
So sometimes that pit can be pretty deep for people, for disciples, and other times that pit's not so much, and they're able to climb out, help them climb out with giving access to life, and then it moves into the D3 and L3. So the D3 is the disciple does, and the leader helps.
So
the role switches from D2 to D3. The disciple's doing the work, and the leader is coming along and helping, gives insights, but it's more of a pastor.
Well, and it's continued access.
Yeah,
the access is still there. And guys, there's actually conversation. There's a discussion going on.
We're like, how did it go?
Yeah. How did it go? What did you see where we went?
Yeah.
And it's, I think the word is it's kind of more pastoral, and you're caring for that, disciple in such a way that you're trying to nurture them to move forward.
Yeah. But they're growing in their competency, totally. Their enthusiasm, what's happening. And then they would get to move into the D4, L4. So the disciple, or this is where it's the disciple does and the leader celebrates.
Yes. Yes.
So it's more the delegation from the leader.
Yes.
You know what we're doing, you know why we're doing it. And again, this reminds me of Luke 9 and 10, where Jesus gives the disciples three things to do. You go into these other cities, and you are going to proclaim the kingdom. You're going to heal the sick, cast out demons, and proclaim the kingdom of God is near.
Totally.
You're going to do these three things in those places. And he sends them out. He's not with them. He just gives them, he delegates, this is
right.
Part of your mission I'm sending you out on. They go out to these cities and these villages. They come back and are like telling the story of what took place and how they were able to heal people who were sick.
The story is so important, Devin.
And how they were casting out demons and how they were proclaiming the kingdom of God is near. And that's the L4, D4 leader, totally. Leader and disciple.
And again, guys, what we're looking for is discipleship for mission. I mean, this is how do we have people who we are in relationship with? How do they come? How do we invite them to come along with us? What does that look like for them to imitate us in a way that we're imitating Christ, but they're imitating us as we imitate Christ.
Right.
We're not abandoning them when they get struggled. What we're going to do is we're going to give vision, and we're going to give them time to process, to access us, to figure out, oh, wow, this is a lot more work than what I thought. You know, that's okay. There's something wrong with
right.
that.
We and, recognize, yeah, right? Recognize, oh, totally. Yeah, this is hard. This is challenging.
And this is, but
we're here
fulfilling.
With you.
Oh, it's so fulfilling.
Yeah.
When you get to the other side, when you get to completion, after you've really, and let's be honest, as you've died to yourself and you find yourself in completion, you're like, oh, yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
And I can do this in someone else's life.
Right.
And so oftentimes, guys, what you know, the disciple then becomes a leader.
A leader discipling someone else who's coming on, starting this journey.
They're trained.
Yeah.
They're ready to find their victim. Oh no, they're disciple.
Their disciple
who they're gonna to invest in. And the cycle just continues.
It does.
So a couple questions, reflective questions, Devin, that you and I have talked about in the past, but what is the emotional journey for the disciple going around the square?
Yeah, and then just recognizing that there is some investment there.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't work out. I mean, Jesus even called people to him, he offered challenge, and he had people walk away.
Yeah, they walked away.
So if they're going to walk away from Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And they will walk away from us.
Yeah.
And
again, I think, Devin, you and I both have experienced in the past, you know, 5-6 years as we've been on this journey, that as we have challenged people, we've given them access.
Yeah.
It's too much for them.
Yeah.
And they say, you know, I think we'd like to pass. And I think, Devin, it's been frustrating at times.
Well, we lament.
And it hurts.
Again, we lament. Right.
It hurts, but it's a part of not everybody is ready for this type of thing.
Yeah. And I, again, it was so hard in the beginning, and I was to take it on my, you know, take it personally. And
yeah,
then
I know, totally.
God has just really walked totally. Me through like, yeah, lament that there's a loss there,
right.
that this isn't happening. But it's not on me.
Right.
God's like, that's for me.
Right.
You don't see the long term. You just see right now. So just trust me. And that has been, is quite a journey. God's been walking
totally.
Me down.
Totally. And another question of reflection is who, and I want you to listen to this, listener, who are you imitating and who are you inviting to imitate you?
Yeah.
And those are really two good questions.
Really good questions.
Because sometimes, I mean, and the third question is who might be imitating you without a formal agreement.
Right. I used to think like calling people my disciple was weird.
Sometimes it is. I honestly, Devin, I still struggle with
it. It's a wrestle for sure still. I'm not going to say I've arrived like, oh, it's no problem.
I was talking to a person yesterday, and I said the word disciple, and I said, I don't know what other use. I don't want to use client. I don't want to use class person.
Yeah, but the more I'm on this journey, it's like that. I am inviting them to follow me as I follow Christ.
Right. It is.
With the desire that they will invite
someone. Doesn't
mean
I'm still uncomfortable with it. That's all. I've just
No. I'm not saying I've arrived at all, but okay. I'm just saying that before this discipling journey,
yeah,
I would never say that.
No.
You go
no,
follow
no
Jesus.
Right.
And that's the one you want to follow.
Right, right.
And I was letting myself off.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Because I didn't have to wrestle with this question. Is my life worth imitating? And now it's like every day I'm asking this question. Is my life worth imitating? Well, no, I've got areas God's walking me through. But it doesn't mean that he's not also calling me to disciple others.
No, I agree.
And so, yeah, in the disciples that I have, I'm walking this journey. It's like, do they know that they're I consider them my disciple? Have we had that conversation?
Yeah, no. And again, guys, we're excited. Next week, we're going to be hearing from Erin Lund. She was one of the first three to join us on the Form journey.
To say yes.
To say yes. And she has a great story of how that happened. And it's fun to see where God has taken her.
Yeah, we didn't have a cool line like, Jesus, come follow me. Or I'll make you fishers of men.
Yeah,
We didn't have a cool line.
No, it was, quit your whining. I think that might have been.
Hey, want to go on this journey with us? Yeah,
quit your whining. But again, she is just one of the many examples, guys, that we have that are walking with us. And it's not a perfect model, guys, but it's a model that I think Devin and I recognize as we journey through it. It's the best thing that we've done.
Well, honestly, I don't even know where to go. I would say I can't go back, but I don't even know where I would go. Like it's a lifestyle.
Yeah,
this is what God has put on my heart and mind to pursue, and I'm going to do that.
And you know, it just seems really awkward to have to say it. This is discipleship that is reproducible.
Yeah,
which is I think our theme, isn't it? Isn't
it
that
is.
Kind
it's
of our theme?
Yeah. Kingdom stories and discipleship that is reproducible.
I don't know. It just seems like since that's what we're talking about, we probably would want to let you know that it's possible.
Yeah.
It is
and so possible. We're going to be able to hear from Erin
and she'll be able to straighten us out.
True. I mean, it's not all sunshine and roses.
No,
I mean,
not with Erin.
Some failures we've walked through.
And she's walked through it with us and she's still with us. And that's probably the testament.
Yeah.
Is that she's still here.
And she's off doing some other discipling stuff. And
yeah, which is fun.
You're going to be able to hear. It's great.
It's fun. All right. Hey, guys. I just want you to know, next week's going to be great, so don't miss it.
Yeah.
And thanks for joining us.
Yeah, guys. Take care.
This podcast is produced by Ian Goodell. And if you would like to contact us, visit formjourney.com as well as Facebook and Instagram. We would love to hear your kingdom stories. And thanks for listening. God bless.